What's up, gang? It's KK. You already know what it is. Tuned in to another episode of KK's Corner. Man, I got my homie Big Don down here with me today.
What's going on, gang?
And you already know, man, she an artist. We finna talk music. But before we dive in, go ahead and introduce yourself to the people.
Big Don, you know what I'm saying? We from the same city, you know what I'm saying? Been following on the gram, Big Don, 2G's, 2M's, 2M's.
Gang. And y'all already know what's up, man. I brought her down here to promote, talk about the music. As she already said, we both from Chicago, you know, the best city. I ain't gonna say too much.
They know it.
Man, so talk to me, like, how was your life growing up?
It was cool, like, but we moved around a lot. So this is my second time living in Atlanta.
Okay.
So, like, before we lived in Chicago, then we moved out here, then we moved back, then we moved to Dallas, then we moved to Atlanta. So I've been everywhere.
So you like that? Like, at least you got different experience living in different places. What was the favorite place you lived?
It's always gonna be home.
Always Chicago?
Always gonna be home, man, because all my family out there. So, like, by me being in the South so much, I miss out on a lot of shit. Like, I miss a couple, you feel me? Like, holidays and shit like that. It'd be hard to get back and forth sometimes, especially with these flights. My mama worked for the airport, so that'd be the deal.
Okay. I can understand. I felt the same way. You know, the 4th of July just passed us not too long ago. I kind of was wishing I was at home with the
you
family.
You feel me? Because my family did. They always doing something on the block. Something on the block. It's always something on the block with the fans.
Right.
Cookouts, fireworks, all that shit.
So how you celebrate your holiday this year since you wasn't with the family?
I actually shot a music video.
Oh, okay. Talk to us about it. Let's talk about it. How was that?
It was cool, but it was hot. It was hot, but it was cool though, because my second video I'm doing, I got a new cameraman. He actually thought he hard.
Okay, okay.
So, and then my brother just came home, so he got to be in my video.
Ah, that's what's up.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I can't wait to drop it. I'm working on a project for these folks.
They don't even know. A lot of good shit coming soon. So, when did you move to Atlanta?
I want to say, like, 2015.
2015. So, when you moved out here, did you know, like, yeah, I want to do music? Or, like, how did the music come apart?
I actually been doing music, like, pretty much all my life for the most part. I got a cousin. And he done did music with Twista, like a lot of local shows, like Chicago artists. So he had a studio in his crib. He made me, my brother, and his son rap. We had a whole rap group. We got songs, like, and then my brother and them had a video. So I always been wanting to do music. Sometimes, like, at one point I was just writing a whole bunch of stuff. I ain't never did nothing with it, but somebody made a diss song about me.
Bruh.
Dealing with. So me being
like somebody you was dating? Bro, hold on. You wanna tell me somebody you was dating made a diss song about you?
Yes.
How that even come about? A guy?
Yes. Yes. He made a diss song.
And this
about
is
me.
Why the studs is taking y'all girls, cause y'all act real feministic.
Okay.
I cannot believe that. So your response was a diss song back, and that's yes. How you started rapping.
Yes, and like everybody, like right now, that's still my highest streaming song.
Wow.
On all platforms, on SoundCloud. I just checked on Apple Music. That's my number one song.
Damn.
Y'all did a freestyle to Crazy Story.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. It was hard. And then after that, everybody was like, yeah, you need to keep going. That shit hard. So I was like, I don't know, man.
All that just from dissing folks. Nah, that's what's up, though. That's a little weird that's a guy and he made a diss song about a girl that he used to date.
Oh, God.
What you do to piss him off, man? I need to hear the tea about this.
See, that's a long story. Like, when you be in toxic, as a female, like, when you be in toxic relationships, you mentally leave before you physically leave.
Absolutely.
And, like, so I'll refuse to be with anybody who's gonna put their hand on me. So you got absolutely. One time. So, and that's what happened. And then at all hell broke loose, he done exposed me. I tried to burn my house down.
I can believe it.
Yeah, like he done.
I can believe it.
It was just like crazy. And then.
These niggas ain't right, man.
Right, and he went to jail. And then. He basically told on himself.
So he put like a Bobby Shmurda in his song? He
did. Yes.
And he basically let him
rip. He told on himself, you know, and then he turned himself in about. Exposing me and stuff like that, And he made a song about me, so I was like,
no way.
I could make one better. I could make one better than you. And like everybody, even his homeboys was listening to it, and they was like, I fuck with it. I'm like, these your homeboys.
But that just show a lot about dudes, honestly.
Yeah, like niggas is really not your friend. Like, because if my homegirl listening to my ex-boyfriend did something about me, talking about something I fuck with it, we can't be friends.
Not at all, man. So in the music industry, like, what artists do you look up to? What artists, like, inspires you to make music?
I want to say I like Amaretta.
Amaretta? Who is that?
She's an Atlanta artist. Like, okay. I like her because you could tell, like, she's her own person. She stay in her own lane. She don't follow trends. She don't do too much. Like, she don't have to bow down and to look good and stuff like that. And that's how I feel. I'm like, I don't have to do what she doing and he doing to make myself look good. Like,
you see, I get on a Nike t-shirt, man. Anybody who know me, like, I'm really not into that following the crowd type of movement. Like, I'm gonna be me. I feel like it's not about what you wear, it's about how you put that shit on. You feel what I'm saying? Yes. Like, you can go on my Instagram page right now, think I'm the freshest nigga in the world. It ain't no liquor design on there. I think it's all like Nike and all humble stuff. Not saying that I can't bad, but it's just like, what's the point of spending money on trying to look rich when I'd rather get rich?
Right. And I'm just like, if you want to do it, it's all about how, like, it's your confidence behind that shit, too.
Yep.
Because if you on the ground, like, yeah, I look good. Everybody else going to be like, yeah, she look good. Like, she feeling that shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, and that's how I am with my music. Because at first I was like, and then once I got confident behind it, it was like everybody was fucking with me. And I'm just like, shit.
It's all about the way you carry yourself. I feel the same way with my podcast and trying to build up a platform of interviewing artists and young black entrepreneurs. Like, it's all about the way I carry it. Like, for real. But like, now, so let me ask you something else. So I met you at Clark Atlanta. That's how I came to know you, for those who don't know. So what got you interested in going to school there?
Honestly, that was literally, like, when I got out of high school, I went to hair school. I went to cosmetology school because that's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
But then I was like, and literally, Clark was the only school I applied to.
Really?
Clark was literally
the only school. That was the miracle school, basically.
Yes, I was like, I cried when I seen that email. I was like, Mom, baby. I was happy, though. I was like, yes, I don't really, because I don't want to go back home. I don't want to go back to Chicago to go to school. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even want to do that for real.
I don't blame you. I only visit Chicago. I don't think it's like, since we grew up there, we got a different perspective of it. Yeah. Like, I really don't think
I love
it's a
it,
place
but
to, yeah.
I don't want to live there, but
it's too depressing in my opinion.
Thank you. I just told my mama that. I was like, every time I go, I get bad energy.
I feel like everybody in Chicago is depressed, addicted to drugs, and killing each other.
Yes.
And I love my city though. Like, don't get me wrong. I love my city though. Love all my homies. Shout out to Gangnam. Y'all know what's up. But like,
yeah, and I be mad because my cousins be going to school like in the tri-state area, like stay out of Indiana, Ohio. Like, that's still right there. You too close to home to go back to your old ways, and then you fall off back into them old ways and the ways of Chicago. And I'll just be like, and that be my problem because I don't be wanting to go back home. But then people started dying. Then I'm sitting here like, damn, I should have went home.
Yeah.
So, shit, but.
So with you coming, being born in Chicago, but raised in a couple different states, how do you feel like that influenced into your music?
Because I've experienced different things. I could talk about different things. I could talk about where I've been. And by my mama working in the airport, I done been out the country. And I done been in different cities around America. And I could talk about it because I done lived it and experienced it.
Okay. So out of all the places you traveled to, which one was your favorite place?
Dominican Republic.
Give us a little story time. Why was that one your favorite place?
Because it was me and my brother's 19th birthday, and she was just like, pack y'all bags. I was like, do I need a swimsuit? Because where we going?
Right.
She was like, get y'all passports. We didn't know where we was going until we got to the airport and got our boarding passes.
Ah, that's what's up.
So, and then we got there. Man, that was where it was lit. It was so beautiful. Like, it was right on the water. Them was, it was hard. It was, yeah. I ain't doing no sleep, eat, and drink.
Hey, that's happy. The best vacations be when you just relaxing.
Yes, and I fell asleep on the beach. They got sunburns. I got a nice tan.
Man, so who's your dream feature? Like, who is one person you like, I gotta get on a song with them?
I know this sounds weird, but Asian Dawg.
Why would you sound weird? I think Asian Doll is pretty decent.
I like Asian Doll.
I think that song was pretty cool.
I like Asian Doll. Like, she in her own lane. Like, sometimes she be in the trend, but not too much. She's still in her own lane.
Right.
And people be trying to nitpick with her, and I'm like, she cool. I'm like, she be hard. I've been listening to her before Vaughn, before all that. I'm like, she been hard to me since I heard about her. Right. So I'm like, shit, I'll do a song with her.
Yeah. So what about your music make you feel like it's different from other artists out here trying to make it?
Because as a female artist, most female artists is rapping about the same thing.
Yeah, sex, love.
Yes. Yes. And I'm like, that ain't even the type of person I am, so why would I put myself out there like I'm that type of person?
Absolutely.
I'm like, I know where I come from, so them, and it's crazy because I'm from Chicago, but I'd be around how people be like, everybody gangbang, sell drugs, and tote gun. Like, I kind of be around people like that, but not trying to be, but it's like, that's kind of what I gravitate towards, because I don't like all of that, ooh, girl, like, I want her to do this, I'm trying to.
So you're
like,
not soft, basically.
Yeah, like, you can't be. And then as a female artist, I would never, ever see competition with another female artist.
But that's what's up, though. You know, staying in your own lane and truly staying focused to you and what you got going on, that's how you win.
Yeah.
You worry about the next person, that's going to forever hold you down, because that's like a weight on your shoulder.
Yeah, worrying about the next person is for what? They doing what they doing, what they eat don't have nothing to do with you.
For real. So, like, do you want to sign to somebody or would you like to stay independent?
It's 50-50.
50-50?
50-50.
Why you say that?
Because, like, I want to sign, yeah. But when I look at my favorite artist, her, like, he doing his own thing. And he up.
And he independent. He getting most of all his money. You know that.
Yeah, like, he up. But then I'm like, if QC want to sign me, I'll definitely go to QC. I ain't gonna lie.
Would you go to 1017, Gucci Mane?
Maybe.
He did his thing with Pusha.
Yeah, he did his thing. He did his thing with the new 1017.
Yeah.
But it's a 50-50 with 1017. I don't know.
So why QC? Like, what made you say that's the first label you would choose?
All they artists. They got the City Girls. They got the AB. Like, majority. 1017, they've been focusing on Pooh Shiesty.
Mm-hmm.
And with QC, they be focusing on all of their artists. Like, all their artists getting pushed. Everybody's getting pushed. So why would you only try to make this one person shine when you got all these other people just sitting there waiting on their turn?
Absolutely. I feel you feel like basically overall they support their artists better. They try to uplift everybody instead of focusing on one person they assume or feel like is the star.
And even like they make sure all their artists straight from what I see. I'm not saying 1017 don't, but from if you looking at
from the outside looking in, that's how you feel. No, I understand. So what can we expect from you in the future with your work, with your artists, with your music? What can we expect?
A bunch of visuals.
Okay.
A project. That's what I'm focused on right now, my project.
Mixtape?
Yes.
Okay, what is it going to be called? Can we get a name for it or you ain't thought that far?
I ain't got one yet. It's in the making, y'all.
Nah, that's what's up. So I was looking at your Instagram page the other day and I see you also sell lashes. Let's talk about it. So what got you into selling lashes and kind of taking the entrepreneur route with that?
I sold lashes last year. Last year I made lip balms. I sold lashes and hair.
Okay.
But I did it with a group of people and it didn't work out. So, and it was a rush project. So now I'm like, maybe if I do it by myself and I take my time doing it, everything it'll play out right.
Absolutely.
So, and then I'd rather, like, spend all my money and make all my money back myself. If you want to be real. So I just was like, okay, what all do I want to do? And I'm like, okay, I could really just start off on one thing and then keep adding on to what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, okay, I'm going to focus on my lashes right now because that's what everybody's doing. Like, if they not getting no individuals, they need strips because I got different looks for different things. So...
okay, y'all already know. Y'all see Gang got the lashes. She got the music. I want y'all to go on here, shop her lashes, go on here, listen to her music, man. Man, go on here, get on your Instagram real quick, Gang.
Follow me on the gram at Big Don 2, is BIGGDONE2. Tap in.
Gang, tap in with her, man. Y'all already know what's up. Thanks for coming down here, tuning in to KK's Corner. Y'all already know what's going on. Make sure y'all listen to her music. I'm going ahead and tag her on Instagram. Make sure y'all follow that. And at the end of this video, y'all finna see one of her songs. Gang.
DT Films. You gonna shoot me one?
Shit for a minute, dropped a few songs, none of y'all any mentions. Niggas beat purse cause I won't do a feature if he ain't got 10. I ain't tryna do business.
Say big dime, why you gotta tax?
I'm the only real bitch that be speaking facts. I ain't got time for a goofy or a bitch. If he play with me stupid, then he get his ass stretched. I don't fuck with niggas cause they only wanna fuck me. I don't fuck with bitches cause they probably tryna snuff me. Got a short tippy if you think that it's chicken, I can make a few calls, damn merch you get ugly.
Damn, Don, I thought we was cool.
Why you figure that?
We was at the same school, now let me get a pic for the gram.
Hell nah, you a fan, I ain't finna get played like a fool. Fuck all that clout shit, I wanna run a sack up. Before social dish, I was making bitch back up. That unemployment check say it's finna stop coming. Motherfuckers really ain't getting to no money. Don't need no friends, I don't fuck with bitches. See me up now, cause I'm a born winner. Where was you at when I'm tryna go get it? This rush of the gun, I'm blowing the trigger. Stay in my lane, I don't do no swerving. Stay out my business, I'm closing the curtain. Number one pick, yeah, he fucking with me. I see why they mad, they constantly lurk. If that's the best move, I say I'ma do it. Don't want us to pop out, cause we shoot a movie. They fuck with the vibe and all of the guys loving the dime, they say this shit groovy. Talk that street shit. Song back to back, drop his shit. You say I'm a op, well my music poppin'. Your mans wanna hop on a feature. So tell me what you really want, a put on. Motherfuckers really ain't tryna do a song. Niggas hatin' on me and it's more than these bitches. Be these same niggas cleanin' really from the trenches. Tryna tag my name all up in they pictures. Think a repost, gon' get them some bitches. Tryna get clout off a big dime name. Saying you the player, I'm the maker of the game. Now hop off my line, I'm charging the fine. Cause all of you niggas, it's soundin' the same. Yeah.
Hell yeah, man, y'all know I know Don, man, from way back. My homie, y'all swear that's gang, man. She already know him. Coming about her, man, I'm that girl. You already know what I'm talking about.